critical and a precious holiday. So it must be, if Beis Hillel has us counting up towards the end of Hanukkah, there's a climax, there's something to take away as we say goodbye to the Yontif. Something I was thinking about, which is a very easy takeaway, something we could readily put in our pocket, is something which the Siddur already allows us to, without having to put any additional effort. There's a minhag widespread throughout Klal Yisrael, it's brought down on the Torah and earlier sources, as we do here, to recite the Mizmor Perek Lamed of Tehillim, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis L'David, at the conclusion of every Shacharis, and here we do it at Marav also. But certainly at Shacharis is commonplace in Minyanim, in shuls around the world. What's interesting is that while it's a seamless fit and appropriate for Chanukah, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis L'David, if you look at the Mefarshim, they discuss the relevance, which is obvious. David HaMelech, whether he was writing it at the end of his life or at an earlier time, prophetically, he was involved in laying the foundations. But you know, the vision of actually seeing the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, which didn't take place until after he was gone, until the time of Shlomo HaMelech, that was something which he was looking forward to, and he composed a mizmor which would be sung at that occasion. Ibn Ezra brings other opinions. Maybe it was for the second Beis HaMikdash, which would also be very appropriate for Hanukkah, maybe even for the third Beis HaMikdash. But be that as it may, while it's extraordinarily appropriate for Hanukkah, you have to ask the question, we say it every single day. It's in the Siddur, right at the beginning of Shacharis, right before Pesukei Zimra. Why would that same relevance in here when it comes to the daily basis? Truth is, I think the Ekshemenag, the Germans, do not, across the board, same as Mashiach Hanukkah Zabayis L'David, at the beginning of davening, but for the rest of the world, what's the relevance that we can bring to everyday life that somehow finds its special focus on Hanukkah? So the question can be answered by another question, as usual. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis L'David, Ar Mimcha Hashem Ki Di Lisoni V'Simachta Oyvai Li. There's a praise on this occasion. David HaMelech was successful. He was never vanquished by his enemies and brought him to this day where he could look forward to the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. But then there's a sudden shift. Hashem Elokai, Shivati Elecha V'Tirpa'eni. Hashem, I daven to you and you healed me. Where did that come from? What does that have to do with the Chanukah Zabayis? Clearly David HaMelech is recognizing some Yeshua or Refuah that he experienced. He was sick at some earlier point in his life. And that makes its way on the heels of the Chanukah Zabayis. It sounds like we're taking one occasion and juxtaposing it with something totally relevant. Hashem halisam in sheol nafshi. My soul is in the depths. Chisani miyor divar. You rejuvenated me. You brought me back to life. Again, this notion of a refuah, what in the world does that have to do with Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis L'David? Ibn Ezra comments, he says, maybe what it means is David HaMelech is talking about the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever it is, 1, 2, 3, it's following on the heels of an exile. And he says, again, with poetic license, that maybe the end of an exile, the dedication of Beis HaMikdash, is like coming out of illness because the Jew is lovesick in the absence of Hashem's presence. Okay, it's a nice shot, but maybe there's something deeper that we can relate to. So I heard this shot fifth hand in the name of Rav Avram Gorovitz, the current Rosh Yeshiva, longtime Rosh Yeshiva of the Gateshead Yeshiva in England. And he said something very profound, which I think really opens up our eyes, and it has relevance to Hanukkah, but really for every day. What David HaMelech is saying, not only is he opening a window into his own character and his own relationship with Hashem, but he's telling us a very simple lesson. We're introducing Shira. We're starting Pesukei Dezimra. We're about to open up a string of Prakim and Tehillim, going straight through Oz Yashir, and setting us up for a proper tefillah. This is a necessary introduction to every tefillah, and it's the format of Shirei David Avdecha, right? That's how we introduce it. Baruch Shamar. Rav Soloveitchik said this is a matir. You can't start to open your mouth and praise without Baruch Shamar, because that's what gives you the license. Use the words of David HaMelech. That's what gives you the license to praise Hashem. And David HaMelech is saying you can praise Hashem for the here, for the now, for the moment, for the occasion. The Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis L'David. But there's another dimension. David HaMelech, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years earlier, was healed from some sort of illness. And it was a very serious illness. Shivati Elecha V'Tirpa'eni, Halisam in Sha'ol Nafshi. I was at the absolute low point of a human being's existence. And I got out of that. And I came to shul and I made a gomel, a bench gomel. And then I went on with life. Later, towards the end of my life, I as we moved closer to the Chanukah Zabayis L'David, not only that I have the opportunity to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that momentous occasion, but it allowed me to play back, to my life flash before my eyes, and I realized that the Yeshua that I experienced, the healing that you gave me 20, 30 years earlier, wasn't just something that I should be thankful for at that moment, but look at what I can now appreciate that I never would have gotten to if I had not experienced that 20, 30 years earlier. Imagine someone who survives the Holocaust miraculously. So he bent goal also. But then, you know, when he got married, when he had children, when his kids got married, at every juncture, he's not just thanking Hashem for that moment. He's realizing, wow, that Yeshua that you granted me, Hashem, it keeps playing itself out further and further, and it amplifies, it expands the hodah that I need to offer you, the more that I'm able to appreciate how much it has led to and how much that I'm really the beneficiary of. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Don't just look at the here and now, but like Hanukkah, day one, wow, you know, they found Pach Shemen. Day two, it's still burning. Maybe they thought that was going to be it. Day three, it's still burning. Four or five, as the miracle increases, they realize how big that miracle was to begin with, that we're still reaping the benefits as time goes on. We can look back to day one and see the magnitude of that Yeshua. And David HaMelech is saying, every single day of your life, before you open up in Shira, before you open up in praise, realize that there's the moment, the here and now, but it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And as life goes on, you can look back retrospectively at how much Hashem has given you. And given the fact that Hanukkah, days of Halavod, the entire week, the entire 8 days is supposed to, again, it's not just a one-time thing. It helps us appreciate that expanding, that magnitude of appreciation that as time goes on, we can come to thank Hashem for more and more and more. And that takes us every single day of our lives, every single day of the year. And that's why the beginning of Shacharis, beginning of Pesukei Zimra, introduced with Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis L'David, because it takes a Hanukkah miracle, a Hanukkah lesson, and expands it to every day of our lives.